Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, I appreciate
this working.
I appreciate you guys doing that because that way it's your individual ways of testing the microphone.
I don't
have to say the mics are hot because then
a mic test.
And then we have trouble dealing with Mike the rest of the show.
And Mike, meaning Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
That's us
here on Sunday at noon. Every Sunday, rain or shine.
Did you see Stu run into the studio with those new kicks on he's got?
No,
I've had these about four
Stu got here before I did today.
Oh, I hadn't noticed him before because we could be in here barefooted. Nobody.
Stu,
I may not have worn them here before.
Okay.
Yeah, Stu beat me to work today. Beat me to the show today. But how are you, Stu?
Pretty good. I got places to go when we get
we
out
got,
of here.
We had a heck of a week this week, hadn't we?
We have.
We got a lot to talk about. We talked to a lot of people.
Yeah. As soon as we get out of here, I got to hightail it to Old Majestic, start selling some mac and cheese.
All right. Charlie, how was your week?
My week was just fine, and we actually broke down and went to the movies, Marguerite and
what'd
I did
you
yesterday.
See?
The Lost City.
Huh?
The Lost City. Well, it's one of those Sandra Bullock movies.
And oh, okay. Was, another one you're talking about.
And it was one of those that was entertaining, funny in places, and it didn't hurt your gray cells
You didn't go see Top Gun?
No, but I
like
was telling
everybody
her,
in the world seeing right
I
now.
I was telling her, I said, if it was one of my son-in-laws or a grandson that was going with us, Top Gun
would be your top choice.
Would have been the first choice, yeah. And I've heard that it's actually better than the original.
Well, so. I've heard both sides, but you know, everybody has an opinion. So,
well, memory fades too.
But I remember the original was a pretty good movie.
It was.
I'm not a big Tom Cruise fan, but he did do a great job in Volker.
Oh yeah, that was great.
He had a patch on his eye, and he was trying to kill Hitler. That was awesome.
Saved
a
lot of lives.
You mean Valkyrie?
Valkyrie, I'm sorry.
If that had succeeded, it would have saved a lot of lives.
It would have. And then I think he was great in Mission Impossible. Rain Man. I forget about Rain Man. God, he was
He's good
superb.
In anything where he has to play someone who's kind of cocky.
Serious.
Their plan was in Doctor Strange 2, Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to have an Iron Man, and Tom Cruise was going to be Tony Stark.
Huh.
But they could not make the dates line up because he was doing Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
So you can expect in the future to see who's this new Iron Man, and it be Tom Cruise playing Tony. Probably just a cameo, not an entire movie. But.
The Iron Man guy is really funny.
Tony's dead. Our Tony. We're going to have to get a Tony from another planet.
Yeah.
Hey, if you hadn't seen Endgame yet, folks, there's no point for a spoiler alert. It's the biggest movie in history, and it came out 5 years ago.
I like Deadpool. He was funny.
Yeah. Oh, the third one's coming out. And it's Marvel now.
Hey, to get us back on track, how do you suppose they feed the stars on set?
Caterers.
Do they cater to their little trailers, or do they set up a room?
No, it's called craft service. They will set up tables right there on the edge of the set, or they'll have a section of the set that they go to.
Yeah, not a food truck.
Well, they might bring – they'll bring a food truck on. From. It depends on the budget.
It depends on where they're located, where they're filming at, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it depends – keep in mind, half of the filming that goes on in the movie, there's not a celebrity on set.
And here's another thing I learned, too. Yeah. They were filming a movie next to the brick pit. And they used our place three different times to feed their staff. And I'm talking about 100 people. You know, it wasn't just 8 or 9 people.
So they might use nearby restaurants.
Yeah, they do a bunch of that.
Yeah.
And it will be whoever is in charge of their craft services that makes that decision.
One time they used us but because it was pouring down rain. And I think Chris Raley was it one time fed them, and Moe's Barbecue fed them one time, I think, was the other time. But it depends on where they're at. And so I got to know the guys who was in charge of setting up the food. See, they're all union, so you have to – they can only shoot for so long. Then you have to feed them or give them a break. And then all the people who were back extras in the background just sitting around looking like they're enjoying their coffee.
They get sack lunch?
They get the same treatment. They get the same treatment. So,
how long were you at Brick Pit?
The whole time.
Too long. 3.5 years, I think. 3.5 years.
Well, you had
great
some good
experience.
Yeah, experience, and you had some good memories there.
Met a lot of stars. Mm-hmm. I remember this one time this guy stepped up the window, and I said, God, he looks like Brett Favre. And then all of a sudden this guy sticks his head out. Another guy sticks his head out for around the window, and it is Brett Favre. And they were so tall. I never knew Brett Favre was so darn
He's
tall.
He's a quarterback.
Well, I mean, he was tall. I never realized that. Unlike when I met Charles Barkley one time at the Brown Derby in Atlanta.
He's not as tall.
He's huge, though.
Anyone else at his position.
Big guy. He's got a huge hand.
Yeah. He was – your power forwards are generally 6'8 and up, and I think he was 6'6.
But he was 6'6. It don't matter.
But well, 6'6 is usually your small forward.
Yeah.
But he was so strong that he could – he had the strength to go with the 6'8 to 6'10 guys.
But, Charlie, since we're on the subject of stars, Stu and I got to see stars on Alabama the other night.
Yes, we did.
With a bunch of Food Network stars.
They didn't
stars
fall so much as they descended.
Absolutely.
Well, what are you talking about,
we
stars
were at
fell
a,
on Alabama?
We were at a fundraiser.
A good name for a song.
We were at a fundraiser put on by PR Foundation, which is Panini Pete. And let's see what his name is.
Robert.
Yeah, Robert. How you say it?
It's a signature.
Kabakoff.
Sure.
He's co-founder of PR Foundation.
He's the R.
And they he's the
Pete's
R.
Pete's the P.
And they are doing a fundraiser for Johnny and Frankie, Crystal, over in Fairhope.
Johnny and Frankie's a song.
Yeah.
Frankie and
Crystal.
Johnny.
Johnny works for Pete. He's been working for 15 years.
Yeah.
And They have special needs, and they're building a house for them.
Yeah,
and it's called Home Sweet Home Alabama. And Pete,
there's no mention of Alabama in there.
Well, Home Sweet Home.
Yeah,
and they Pete talked to a bunch of his Food Network people and friends in the chef industry to come down here and experience our Southern hospitality and cook one of their signature dishes and serve it. And it was awesome. It was a great evening. Yeah. And Stretch was a hoot. Mm-hmm. And
and you'll
they
be
were
hearing,
all great.
You'll be hearing from a few later on in the show.
Yeah.
Michelle Ragusas.
I was going to ask you if you were going to preview
She's I loved her. She got me to try to teach her to help say y'all.
She said fixin' without anyone.
And fixin', yeah.
She came running back. She goes, Marty, it's fixin' to rain. And I'm like, oh, she learned how to use that word properly.
Oh, yeah, Marty Duncan was there.
Yeah, and we'll have an interview with Marty as well and with Stretch Ruminar.
All right.
And a little bit of the Stretch is going to give you a taste of what life with Stretch is like.
Oh, it's got to be a mess.
You're in it.
Fun mess.
So you know it's a mess. But Charlie will be playing... I got about 5 minutes with each one of them, just something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie will be playing them through the rest of the show today. So you'll get to experience a little what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And we contributed. You know how much money they raised that night?
Well, I don't know how much that night.
Pete released the number the next day.
Yeah.
$40,000.
Whoa!
Of which we are almost one-tenth of that.
Stu and I did we auctioned off a private dinner. Ourselves.
Yeah.
A private wine dinner at someone's home.
Is this a Sip and Chew experience?
Is this something you can announce who won it?
No, we don't know. We don't know their names, but they have our information
and our certificate.
And they bidded $3,000.
They bidded.
They bidded.
They didn't bid.
They bid. Bidded it $3,000.
They bidificated $3,000 to have us come in and mess up their kitchen.
Did you throw in an appearance on the show?
I'm on the show every day. Why do I have to throw in an extra one? Oh, mean for them?
For them.
No.
We haven't talked to them. We don't know
them. We talked to them that night.
It's a silent auction.
I see. Yeah.
No, this was a...
Yeah, this was a yelling.
Yelling, screaming one. But
I got a funny feeling. I see the musicians assembling that... They want us to take a break.
All right.
All righty.
Well, if they want to join in on the conversation,
whether
Mike,
text us or call us, like somebody's doing up here.
Oh, my.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text in line.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you I'm thinking of. I want the ultimate cheeseburger.
Break it down.
Cheese meat, cheese meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy, 'cause Jack won't make it till you order it. I'm not lying, it's a giant, meant to satisfy.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Oh, Stu's got an interview coming up with her. But first of all, we want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner. Bob, I talked to Tony.
One-armed Tony?
He's doing okay.
Yeah, I sent him a message to make sure he's doing all right.
And
yeah.
He was what, in a car wreck?
No, in a boat accident. He got flipped in the boat somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Got a hole. I'll see him Saturday at a birthday party he's having. So they dug a hole. They must have going to cook something in the ground because they dug a big old pit. It was too small for Tony, so they must be going to cook something. But we want to thank those fine folks at Bob's Downtown.
They already had it half dug anyway, right?
Continued good recovery.
And
Tony.
Then we want to thank Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. I was there last night. They had a nice little crowd going on, and it was a good place for the cool people to hang out during the hot weather we got coming up and be all summer like that. And then our friends over at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats in Chickasaw and at your favorite grocery stores around town.
Yep, Piggly Wiggly's got that venison and pork sausage.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's mine in Saraland.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I went to the factory first. They were out.
How did you like it?
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I liked it.
Best sausage in the state of Alabama.
What is it? Does it change the flavor of what normally expect for sausage?
Now, keep in mind, it is farm-raised venison, so there's no gaminess at all.
Okay.
It's very sweet.
Made my nose glow. Yeah.
And the meat is a bit leaner.
Yeah, but it's also mixed with pork, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's enough pork in it that it's just as fatty as a regular pork sausage.
Let's see. We got a caller on the line.
Yep.
You want to handle this, Mike?
Hey, Ron, how you doing, buddy?
Ron Rames. I wanted to call and say hello.
I've heard of you.
What was that?
I've heard of you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's the star of stage, screen, and pressure cooker openings.
Listen.
Yeah.
First of all, you were talking about one of my favorite, all-time favorite places to go eat, which I really miss.
Yeah.
And Mike knows it. And the Brick Pit was my, he was, that place was such a great place to eat.
Great institution.
And I miss the Bill Armbrick barbecue sauce recipe.
Yeah.
Which I wish I had.
But, I worked there and I don't even have it.
Well, I think his wife has it, I think Susan has it, but I've never asked her.
Yeah.
So anyway. But anyway, that's one of the first places I got to see Mike.
Yeah.
Was I think we were Facebook friends, but we weren't really acquainted.
Yeah, isn't that funny how it works?
At the Brick Pit, so I sure wish they would reopen that place.
I'll tell you, just be watching. Just be watching.
Well, I hope.
I've heard something on the streets. Just be watching for it. I don't know when it's going to happen or what's going to happen, but just be watching.
Well, I've been holding my breath for the past 3 or 4 years waiting for it.
Yeah, I know everybody has. Everybody wants it back. And there happens to be somebody who's gotten involved with it from what I've heard. And if I know if they're in it, it's going to happen.
Yeah. So yeah, might I suggest getting a snorkel?
Second thing was I wanted to needle somebody. I thought it was Mike who said that he didn't really care for Tom Cruise.
I'm not a big fan, but I did like a few of his movies.
Yes. Uh-huh. See, and I've
Stu chimes in, and apparently he is a big fan because he went ahead and proceeded to name almost every single movie Tom Cruise was ever in.
Well, off the air, we just remembered another one, Risky Business.
Oh, the best one he ever did was The Outsiders.
That was the thing that put him into the public eye.
Well, he's
so
dancing around in his Cruise socks and
tidy whities.
Oh yeah.
You could do that. Anyways, you could do that, Ron, and get famous. Maybe for different reasons.
I've become infamous.
Ned, publicize your picture with the lines and the numbers behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. Anyway, want to say hello to you guys. It's good to hear you on
Thank
the
you,
radio,
Ron.
Like
Thanks
always.
For listening to us.
Yes, sir. I figured I'd give you a call this time.
All righty.
Always good to hear from
you. Now, Stu, you interviewed Marty.
Marty.
And we're about to listen to that. And,
and that's all anybody really needs
sweetheart,
to know.
Just a friend of the show. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, she is.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, I'm here at Sunset Point at Fly Creek Marina, and Pete's throwing quite a shindig, and I run into someone that is no stranger to the listeners of Sip and Chew. Marty Duncan, how are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing so good. Aren't we having fun out here?
We're having a blast. And, you know, anytime we can do what we do as a passion, and we do it for another passion, like helping out people, that's the best reward in the world, isn't it?
You know, that's why we do what we do. Cooking is love. And what better love than to be able to do something for somebody who needs it?
I agree wholeheartedly. And it's something I've always thought in this industry. At the crux of it, we just feed hungry people.
And it's the way we show people we love them.
Exactly. So you are doing a dish that I'm very familiar with from you, but
yes.
Why don't you explain to our listeners what you got tonight?
Well, Stu, this is my citrus pickled shrimp, and as you well know, I made this on Food Network, and people just remember it, and so they always ask me to make it. Nick, that works here with Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Nick said, Marty, you are making your pickled shrimp, aren't you? I'm like, I guess I am. I was thinking about making a dessert, and he goes, oh, no, you're making pickled shrimp. I'm making pickled shrimp.
All right, so you've got a couple of really successful books under your belt now.
Yes.
What's next on the horizon?
Well, all of my books are sold out at the moment, but only because of COVID.
Right.
And the delays with
everything.
Paper and lack of staffing and print press space. All of those things caused us to sell out.
Right.
Normally we would keep them in stock, but I found a printer in Canada to print my books. They've always been printed in America. Most people print colored cookbooks in China. I've always printed my books in America. But there is not one American printer that can print this book. So we're reprinting them, and we should have them in the stores this summer sometime. And I'll have them on the website, all that business. But I'm just starting on a new book.
What is this one?
This one is going to be called More Alabama Cravings, the best destination and dishes around Sweet Home Alabama.
Love it.
So we are going to go to different destinations. We're going to figure out what to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then we're going to collect the best recipes from that too. So we're not going to just tell you go to the beach or go to the, you know, Mount Cheehaw.
Right.
We're going to tell you the hidden gems, the great little tucked away places, the great day trips like Charles Phillips Antiques in Theodore.
Right.
A lot of people don't know about it. I love to go down there. I got the bathroom door. I redid my bathroom and I got a great door from down here. But it is such a great day trip. And think of all the great little food finds that are between here and there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no shortage of it. Well, I'm going to let you get back to slinging shrimp.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming down to help out one of our neighbors.
You know, I will do it anytime. You just call me. Good to see you.
You too.
Well, it was certainly nice catching up with Marty. Don't you agree,
Michael? And her dish was delicious.
Oh, that pickled shrimp always kills.
I walked in that morning and I saw her, Nick, over there going at it with that shrimp and pickled onion stuff that they were making. And I hadn't seen her in a few years, and it was good to see her and talk to her before it got crazy later that day when you couldn't hardly talk to her.
Right, yeah. I got 3 of the 9 guests that I did interviews with. The other six was just going to be impossible to try and get them. I got the three that I thought the folks here could most associate with, would enjoy the most. Marty being an old friend, and definitely had to get her.
Now, speaking of all those guests.
All this. Talk about it, Mike.
We went around and we got, here's the cards.
This was Mike's job that night.
Yeah, I had to do this.
This is how he earned
these
his keep.
These are the cards showing, if those of you are looking at it on your
facey.
On the radio, it's never mind.
See, it's on the radio, yeah. This is all the, I call them artists. Of culinary artists that were there, and they all autographed their faces, their pictures. And we're going to – we got two sets of these, and we're going to auction these off. We're going to frame them, and we're going to auction these off. And this whole thing is we're trying to raise money for this house to be built for Johnny and Crystal.
Right.
And then,
So close.
They're so close. And so we're going to do two sets of these, and we'll give you where you can bid on these at. But these are going to be framed this week.
Right.
And so when we get them framed, we'll put it on our Facebook page and all our media outlets, and even on this show again. And we'll do this for a couple weeks and let people bid on them for a couple weeks. And the highest bidder, of course, gets them.
Right.
And framed. The highest two bidders.
Right.
And two lucky people get these autographed by the chefs. And Pete himself and Marty. You see Marty there.
So if you find a blank check laying around
from
Panini Pete's, you've got his signature. Just copy and paste.
Let's hope not.
Well, but I doubt they're going to accept it if it says Panini Pete.
And then we'll make sure, you know, we'll figure out the details of how we get the money to the PR Foundation and to get it to the Home Sweet Home house. But folks, we're going on break. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text line.
Love me some Home Free.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight confessions, whiskey therapy sessions, buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. As long as you're tipping, it's a place to heal and a place to hurt after a long week of hell. It's like Sunday church. You'll hear dirty jokes and the gospel truth, a jukebox choir singing in the corner. Welcome at the Church of the Dive Bar Saints. Yeah.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Good night, everybody.
Night, Frazier.
Later, Tater.
I watch that every night. That song.
Yeah.
But you got some more interviews, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, who are we going to listen to next?
Michelle Ragusas.
Cool.
She and I have a spirited discussion about New England versus Gulf Coast seafood. Not a debate, an appreciation.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we're going to be arguing.
No.
But because she really is, that was what she was known for on Food Network is her seafood creations.
Cool.
So a place like this for a seafood chef is, don't throw me in that briar patch. You gonna play it now, Charlie, or are we gonna talk a few minutes?
No, let's go.
All right. This is Michelle Ragusas. All right, I am here with Chef Michelle Ragusas. You may remember her from season eight. Yeah, Food Network Star. Yeah. Now, Chef, your specialty is seafood because you're from Maine, Massachusetts, that area, right?
Yeah, all of it.
Okay, so you're a seafood expert. What do you think about this menu we got out here about 15 feet away?
So I think it's pretty amazing. And you want to know what else I think is amazing? The different species, right?
Because exactly.
Southern seafood. And I was just talking to someone about it. She was like, did you get any seafood? And I was like, yeah, but the seafood here is 100% different. So it's so, it's beautiful. It's so fresh. And last time I was here, when we were at Oyster Festival, I went fishing and I was catching a ton of redfish, which we don't have up north.
Right.
So I think it's so cool. The seafood here is amazing. Seafood up there is amazing.
Right, exactly. Like, and you've got a totally different atmosphere from what we're used to here, because we don't have lobster rolls.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have chowder.
Chowder. Yeah. You don't have lobster.
Right.
You don't have lobster. You don't have scallops.
Yeah. And you know, everyone down here loves scallops, but you know, there is a little net clam that comes down from around Cedar Key in Florida.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. You can all use right. it next
are
time.
Are they good?
Yes, they really are.
So that's like one of my favorite.
Yeah, I'm a clam guy too.
Me too.
You know, we have raw bars here, but they're all oysters.
Yeah.
And I would love to experience that raw bar experience that you have. And can you lay that out for our listeners?
Yeah.
Exactly what it's like. Because here it's just oysters, and you get these are from the bay, these are Point of Pins, these are Murder Point. What is a raw bar like where you're from?
Okay, thank you, darling. So a raw bar for us is totally different. So it's always little neck clams.
Mm-hmm.
It's always crab. But for us, it's like rock crab. Which is similar to stone crab.
Right.
We got crab, we have shrimp, we have, although our shrimp is like Maine shrimp and they're smaller. We have lobsters always on a raw bar. And our oysters are always different, like Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, Connecticut. So they're coming from every different state.
Right.
Which is really cool.
And you know this as a seafood expert. Each bay, it's going to taste a little different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this one may have a sandy bottom, this one may have a silt bottom, and that's going to change the flavor, especially an oyster that filters all this water out.
And I'll tell you that one of the most amazing things that ever happened to me, you know, I was living in New York for a long time. I was living in Brooklyn when I did Food Network Star and running restaurants, and I was doing, you know, lobster roll Sundays or whatever, and I thought the lobster, everything I was buying was coming from Maine, or they, you know, so they tell you it's coming from Maine.
Right.
So then I had moved to Maine, and I go to meet my fishmonger. And right when I walk in, he goes, here, taste this. He was just steaming lobsters. I put it in my mouth, and I went, what is that? And he was like, that is Maine lobster. And so a lot of people buy Canadian lobster, Massachusetts lobster, and they tell you it's Maine lobster. Nothing in the world tastes as sweet as a Maine lobster. And it blew my mind, because a lot of the ocean floor has a lot of granite, so the waters are really clean. So they're a clean eating bug. And it's just, they're so fresh and so sweet. And it blew my mind. We gotta really check where you're getting that lobster from.
Exactly. And you know, we're big on that down in this area, because you've seen what we have in our waters.
Yeah.
And then you go into these restaurants, especially these chain restaurants, what do you see? Shui from Vietnam. Shrimp from China.
Blows my mind.
Right. And I mean, it's like Red Lobster is a great example. They haven't served American shrimp since 1971.
Yeah.
You know, and they sell more shrimp than anybody else in America.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Every time I go to the grocery store, and I tell people all the time, when you go to the store, say one thing. Where is my shrimp from?
Right.
If it's not from the U.S., don't buy it.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
I don't understand that. We have all the seafood in the world.
The only time I can excuse it is like if you've got a special that you want to do, you want orange roughy. Well, that doesn't swim in U.S. waters.
Right.
It comes from down under.
Yep.
But why would I do orange roughy
when you
if
have
I've got
blue?
Thank you so much. I love your tattoos.
Thank you. I love yours too. Yeah.
All right, Michelle, I know y'all are heading out, 7 in the morning?
Yeah, we're out here at 7 in the morning, going back to New York. I'll be home by 4. You know, I love it here, and it's stunningly beautiful. But holy crap, it's hot.
This is still spring.
I know. Everyone keeps going, oh, yeah, it's hot. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, come back in August.
Nope.
Yeah, we'll see you in November for the Oyster Fest.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
I got to get a picture of me and her. We're both trying to form. I'm trying to help her form her mouth to say y'all. She couldn't quite do it without the. I said, you know what's going to happen? You're going to go back up there, and they're going to say, you got a Southern accent.
Unless you were trained as an infant in the crib, it takes a little while.
To get natural. It sounds forced when you didn't grow up doing it, y'all.
Yeah, like Hollywood movies where they try to portray Southerners.
Yeah.
It's like my wife trying to tell me something. I'm trying to say I'm moving my hands in circles. Come on, get on with it. Well, here's what I
second
was
word.
Gonna say.
Two syllables.
Oh, I thought you were saying right into the vein. But Michelle is one of the chefs whose autograph
These two posters.
Absolutely.
It is a pair of posters. They put half on one poster and half on the other.
Cool.
And it is really cool. And then Stretch is also on there. Marty is on there. Some dude that owns his sandwich shop in Fairhope is on there.
Yeah. That turkey sandwich you made.
Yeah, that old turkey sandwich.
And here's somebody interesting. And this is a cool guy. And he's local.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Zerlot.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was on Guy's Family Road Trip show.
I did not see that one, so I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah.
And but he was shoving out
but,
the
oyster. But, you know, you can't chunk an oyster shell 5 feet on the south end of this county without hitting a Zerlot.
There you go.
It's a very influential family in the seafood production in this. Well, for the whole – if they're influential in Mobile, they're influential for the whole country because Alabama processes 80% of the oysters sold in the U.S.
He has the most unique signature of all of them because he goes, Lane Butter Love. Lane Butter Love is his signature.
I was telling Lane that I used to work down on the island, and coming back, there's a number of private roads down there that the various Zerlots have put up so that their distributors can find them. And one of them is one of his relatives, and all they did was put their first initial up there. So it says A Zerlot Road. So I took a picture of it one day, put it on Facebook, said, if you're ever trying to figure out where to find a Zerlot Road, there it is.
Yeah.
A Zerlot Road.
I tell you another person who was really, really – she was really sweet, and she was really quiet. Was Chef Gloria Chabot. Chabot.
You're the French guy.
I do know.
Yeah, we went there.
but anyway, she was so sweet.
She was the Ruiz handler. That Pete kept referring to. She used to work with Chef Carl Ruiz before he passed away.
Yeah,
here in the last year or so, and which meant she had a lot on her table. You think Stretch is crazy? Carl was wonderfully crazy, and we really lost a treasure in our industry when he passed last year.
Yeah,
and if she was good enough to hang out with Carl, she's good enough to hang out with anybody. She was a wonderful lady. But it was a great event. Let's talk about Johnny and Crystal. They're the stars of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did Crystal glow or what at that event? She was so happy.
She was very happy.
And looked at Johnny as if she had married the greatest man on earth. And
he's a super guy.
He is. He is.
He's a star in Fairhope.
Right. She just feels like she won the lottery marrying that man, and she did because he's a wonderful human. His recaps of the Fairhope football games that he does on Facebook, I just love them. That is what I live for in high school football in Mobile is Johnny giving the recaps because he always does Fairhope first, and he says Fairhope has 7 while Baymanette has nothing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, well, I'm going to tell you, too, if you go to Mike Lyons, who helps the Lyons share, he does framing studio there on Del Mar. He'll play a musical instrument while Johnny reads the Pete's menu, what the day specials are.
Yeah.
And Mike's a funny guy. Anyway, I've seen him. It had rained so much, there was a big water puddle on Del Mar, and Mike's out there in a chair with a fishing pole.
Well, he's a hoot. Before we go to the next break, I want to go ahead and shout out a couple of places that I ate this week.
Okay.
Mo Bay Burger Company.
Oh, I still haven't been there.
It's just a straight up burger, Mike. No frills. Really good. Really good burger.
Derek Knight's ate there.
Sydney's Chicken in Ballabatry. Great burger.
And a chicken place?
Yeah, my brother and I went flounder gigging.
That's
Wednesday
crazy.
Night. Or should I say, we went walking around Dolphin Island in the moonlight Wednesday night. There were no flounders to be gigged upon.
Oh no!
But we went to Sydney's and got a burger and R&R Seafood the other day, buddy. Gator tacos. They were delicious.
Gator tacos.
Yeah. I got the Caribbean jerk and had a little grilled pineapple in there.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody would like that.
But
they were doing the bulk crawfish, $6.99 a pound, includes some corn and some
somebody
potatoes
peel
and some
them
sausage.
For me. Somebody yeah. peel them for me. I'll eat them, but I ain't going
to
peel them.
But I had went to Battleship Park Sunday to do Memorial Day stuff and had a fantastic time. I didn't even do the museums. I was there over 2 hours. I was just outside, paid the $5 to park, and I had the run of all of those great things out there, the piers.
Cool.
And if you didn't know it, they now have a nature trail. off the back end.
I've seen that.
It takes you to a two-story observation tower there on the bay.
Can you see in gators?
I saw a gator yesterday at Five Rivers.
Awesome.
I got it on video, too. But we're up against another break. 251-343-0106. What is that, Mike?
That's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text-in line.
Well, what can they do with that?
They could text us or call us.
Okay.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
One way or another. We come back, if we got time, I'm going to tell where I eat at. Excellent. I ate at an interesting place the other day.
Nice.
In and Poland. I tried something new.
Oh, and we both ate at Sunset Point.
Oh, yeah.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey guys, it's Chef Chris Sherrill, and I'm here with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
No, he's not.
No.
Not right. Not
I wonder
personal.
If he's sitting at Butch Cassidy's Cafe there in the heart of the Flow Shell. Probably not on a Sunday,
not
right?
Not on Sunday.
His voice is on the hard drive of the computer.
There you go.
Hey, we want to thank Butch Cassidy's for absolutely. Sponsoring our show. Roy and his crew do a wonderful job, wonderful people.
Yeah,
wonderful
I think it's
food.
Great that he lets them off on Sundays.
Yeah, so do I.
Really do.
That's the one day of the week that if you want to go to a chain restaurant, Charlie, you know you love your Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm.
But do it on Sunday.
Do it
let
on Sunday.
The locally owned restaurants have the day off. That should be your chain restaurant day.
And let's do a shout out to our friends down there at Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner, Fat and Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, love, and bacon grease.
And casts.
and then Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar in Daphne, in the heart of downtown Daphne. We've got to come up with a name for that area right there because there's a bunch of restaurants there right now.
Okay.
We got, like where they got Flo Shell.
Right.
And then of course, Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Wholesale. They're
Wholesale Meats. Yeah.
But, we got one last interview we got to do. You got something you want to get to?
No, we can go ahead and do the interview.
Yeah, this is the one you've all been waiting for. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one.
He's going to run this. I took a bite of his taco, and now it's all...
You can't let things go.
No. You know how you chew around something because you're about ready to take that one bite?
Perfect
cut. Set it up where you can take that bite.
And I appreciate you setting it up for me. All right, I'm here with my good friend Stretch, and you and Pete go way back. You and I met in New Orleans a few years ago, and you tried to help me get back home, but you're here in Mobile. You're from Kansas City. You've lived all over the world.
What's going on with you? So I'm down here for community service, government appointed to come down to Panini Pete's and down to the Sunset Point. Actually, we're down here doing a great thing, and we're building a house for Johnny, the sheriff. And Panini reached out, and he's such a powerful figure and a good friend. And Johnny, it's just a good cause. And anytime we get a chance to help people out, we always try to. And, you know, we do the Mess Lords gig and travel around for the troops. We do stuff in our own communities. And if one of our celebrity chefs, our buddies, our friends, our family reach out, we're here for them if we can do it, you know?
And what did you do tonight?
Go right up there.
Well, I mean, I know you did some work, but, I mean, what dish did you do?
Oh, no, they just had me valeting cars. So we rummaged through all the glove boxes. We got all the loose change. we did a stretch Philly, which is really nice, thin sliced ribeye, grilled onions, grilled pepperoncinis or banana peppers, and it was mixed with a pastrami, which gives it a little more peppery taste. And then we had all the bread, it's got to be Amoroso's on a stretch Philly, and shipped down from Philadelphia.
Outstanding.
And the team in the kitchen did a fantastic job.
All right, and for people locally who may not be familiar, you're a restaurateur, you're a sculpturizer? What do they call it?
I like sculpturizer.
I'm a
sculptor. I'm an artist. Yeah. And then I also own restaurants.
And a pit master, a little bit of a pit master.
I'm a barbecue guy. I just play a chef on television.
All right, if anybody's headed to Kansas City, where do they need to eat?
So if you're going to go to Kansas City, Grinders Pizza is my restaurant.
Right.
And we have Grinders Stonewall, which is in Lenexa, Kansas. We got Grinders Pizza in downtown. And then you can follow at Stretch Artist.
Stretch, Fartist, get the gold membership. If you upgrade, you get the really good pictures of Stretch when you go on.
There you go. There you go. You can download one and put your own face in a picture of Stretch.
All right. Now, your opinion. Best burn-ins in Kansas City.
Ooh, that's a tough one. My favorite barbecue right now in Kansas City is Slaps. Okay. Slaps in Kansas City, Kansas. Great barbecue team, great guys. Been on a couple Food Network shows. They have fantastic brisket. Smoking Guns has great burn-ins, which is in North Kansas City. I think Joe's is a good solid place. It's hard. It just depends on what you had the day before.
All right.
That was a great interview.
You know, he was a super guy, and everybody was awesome.
Do you want to explain the full taco incident?
But why was everybody so serious?
About what? Well, I was sitting there talking to Lane,
right,
the love butter.
Yeah. Love butter.
Butter love. Lane, the butter love. I was sitting there talking to him, and I had a taco in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already, like, taken a bite off of this side and this side because there was a
trying to get to that pork right in the middle,
there was a perfect piece that had a bunch of meat in it right there on the end. And I was going to take a bite. I was setting it up so I could take that delicious bite. And while I had my back turned, my arm out to my left arm out here, holding it out here, talking to Lane Butterlove, and I felt something. I turned around, stretched, got my taco, and he took a big old bite out of it and then put it back on my plate and walked away. It was hilarious. You had to be there.
What did you do with the rest of the taco?
I ate it. I started take it home, put it on eBay.
Yeah. Stretch's DNA. Now, I talked about some places I went. You said you went someplace interesting.
Let me tell you what. I went to a little place the other day, and I was looking for something new, and I'd heard about this place, but I didn't know where it was. So I looked, and I saw Whataburger, and I love Whataburger.
I love Whataburger.
But as I sat into the red light, I looked, and I saw something else.
What'd you see?
Oh, there's that place. It was the big potato company. And Big Potato, it's called Big Potato, and it's in Foley. Mm-hmm. And it's a family-owned business. They first started in Greenville, and they came down here and opened one.
There it is.
And it's locally owned. It's new. And they got a lot of funny sayings on the walls. They got a huge potato, and you can get it stuffed with anything you want. Or you can get a sandwich. Or you can get a combo. They've got a great idea there. When I was in my 20s, I thought about, you know what? These women downtown, they only got so much time to eat. They need like a potato and salad bar. And I thought about that like back in my 20s.
I think they need a mac and cheese only restaurant.
Well, hey, it'd be a hit.
And a sloppy Joe. And a sloppy Joe bar.
All they're going to have sloppy Joes.
But I thought this guy did a great job with what he put together and presented. As everybody at work there the other day was family.
It is a sandwich and potato deli.
Yes.
Is what their sign says. Sandwich and potato deli.
And it's a neat little place. Super nice people.
So they don't have a truck out front with a giant potato on it.
No. That's those other guys.
That's the Idaho.
But it was mm-hmm. super, super fun to be in. And I met people from all over. Of course, it's down in Foley. And there's tourists in it. They found it. And they were all nice. I've talked to some of them. And they thought it was a great idea themselves. And I wish them much success. I will be back.
Yeah. Can I drop in one real quick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've talked about Dick Russell's out in Tillman's Corner
before.
Yeah, it is. Great but breakfast. We went to breakfast there a couple of mornings ago, Marguerite and I. And instead of getting the 2-egg or 3-egg breakfast with bacon and a hot cake and all that and way too much to eat, for the first time I tried their Western omelet with grits. And it was just super fine. And then I took a biscuit, opened it up with butter, and had them bring me some sugar-free syrup, and that was my dessert.
I'll be glad when I retire like you, and get to retire like you, and get to be your age.
Keep thinking.
I'm going to be going out eating like you do.
You know, another year and a half.
Well, we don't do it as often as you might think, but we try to get out there and support the servers and the grill men and. The chain restaurant. Somebody's got to do that, too. Yeah.
Well, folks, if you're looking for some beer and mac and cheese, don't forget, as soon as this show's over, I will be hightailing it to Old Majestic. They're having their market outside.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lots of artworks and stuff like that. I'll be back there Tuesday, Thursday night at Braided River. Mike came and saw me. maybe at Braided River Wednesday night, because Bay Area Baykeepers, and I'm getting to be good friends with these folks, mm-hmm. are doing their weekly trivia night, and they've asked me to come and sit in and sling a little Mac for them cool as beans. Well.
So, is that at Braided River?
Yeah.
On St. Louis?
That is it. At 420 St. Louis, you think it would be a dispensary with that address.
Both those places have really good beer, and so does mm-hmm. Oyster City.
I have not gotten to Oyster City yet, but I have a meeting with them on Wednesday.
And I love the Iron Hand's beer, too. He does a great job.
Tried Iron Hand. You just don't take me out like you used to, buddy.
Braided River has seating outdoors.
Yeah. But we got to wrap it up, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, we certainly do. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local, like we do. Mm-hmm. Except, you know, Charlie, you know how he is. We did go to Dick Russell's this week.
Golden Corral is his kryptonite.
That's right. Well, Olive Garden, too. Don't there forget.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to read your shirt. It says, keep calm and what?
Provolone.
Provolone.
With a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land.